We're holding in the third shir on Basal B'cholov. Shtikel Shverer in Yonim, if we want to have the Shlomasa in Yonim for Basal B'cholov, we'll try to go duch this chalik also. We'll try towards the end to start to speak on all different practical shailas a little bit, and to see Taka how you could use the kelim . So the vial we learned the halachas of ben yoymoy is another halacha that is called duchke de sakine. I will explain the halacha. See, there's a big argument in the Heintike Poiskim because the new kitchens that we have and the way that we clean stuff could be changed. But I want to say, v'shteit in Shulchan Aruch, we're not the yisoid of the halacha. It's negeh, could go be negeh to everyone in all different echetimtzes. Till now we spoke about hat. Cooking in a fleishik edition, a parav edition, a milchik edition, and we'll get back to it in the hemshech of the shir. Now we're talking on a knife that is not hot, and we're going to cut fleishiks or milchiks. We have a knife. So till now, we knew if I take a fleishik spoon, and I take milchik ice cream, yeah, the person takes fleishik spoon, this is what happened in one of the hotels, that one of the balagan happened was, the fleishik meal, one of them, doesn't make a difference what was the hechsher there, they served in a fleishik meal, milchik ice cream. This is one of the scandals that happened in one of these places that they have handles with hechsher now. They served milchik ice cream in a fleishik meal. So okay, anyway, we don't go to these hotels anymore. But the shaila was, if you're allowed to eat the spoons, so everyone ate with fleishik spoon, they ate milchik ice cream. So we know, the klali what we learned in Basar B'cholov till now, it's not megeh. A fleishik spoon that is cold, even if it was used 5 minutes ago, you're not, maybe it's not the right thing to do. Yeah, it's not even cooked with a... Yeah, we don't eat, we don't do that, but there's no isur here really. It's not hot. The ice cream is cold. It could be no problem, better. This is legabi dishes, legabi spoons, that if it's not hot, we spoke if it's 24 hours, kovush, cholif, we have. Now we're going legabe the knife. Chazal said a knife has a different halacha. Why? Chazal said that there's two parts in the knife. The derech klal, the knives, because we use them very strongly, I'll explain soon what it means very strongly, but we'll take normally a normal fleishik knife that you cut meat with it. Hot meat, cold meat. When the knife is busy cutting the meat, it's a psacha avoider. It cuts. And even when you clean it, a little bit shamnunis stays on the side of the knife, in between the teeth of the knife. If you look good at knife, sometimes you see they're not so clean. It's harder to clean a knife from a spoon. Now because of that, Chazal said that a knife, in a way, even if he's not ben yoymoy, but a person has a chicken. The chicken is already 5 days old. It's a chicken, yeah? You don't say it's ain't a ben yoymoy. It's a chicken. The fat that is on the knife has a halacha the whole time. It's flesh. So if I take this knife, so Chazal look at it like it's flesh on the knife. But again, it's not really flesh that if you touch with your finger, you wash it in the sink. You cleaned it. But if you will take this flesh like a knife and you will cut Lamazogen, cheese, hard cheese, yeah, hard yellow cheese, real hard yellow cheese. So Chazal will say that, oh, we'll take faket, make it easier. I will take a milchike knife, again, Luyutsuya, find a milchike knife that was used for cutting hard milchike stuff, and I will use it to cut a fleishike zach. So here I have a duchke de sakine. This is the halacha of duchke de sakine. So now that we know the halacha of duchke de sakine, We'll start. A person takes a fleishike knife, a cold fleishike knife, and he cuts cheese, hard cheese. The halacha is, mi'ikar adin, you have to wash and rub the cheese before you eat it. If you took a fleishike spoon, cold, and you ate milchike ice cream, you don't have to wash the ice cream, you could swallow the ice cream. If you took a fleishike scooper, and you took out the milchike ice cream and you put it on the plate, and then someone runs into the room, oh, it was you, the fleishike scooper. So what? You carry on eating the ice cream. But if you took this knife and you cut, you could have sometimes to cut. You're asking where's a hard thing. Sometimes you have a very hard, cold ice cream, milchike ice cream. You bought for Yom Tov, a real milchike ice cream. You put it in your freezer. And when you took it out in Yom Tov, it was mamish like a stone. So you took the big fleishike knife and you cut it. So the halacha is now, you can't eat this ice cream, even it was cold, it was clean. I have to wash and rub it, and like a tchila, you have to peel it off. To take a peel off on the ice cream.
How much?
A peel. Epis, kedai natil. Klippe. So, now, not only that. Now you have a problem. Because you were busy cutting this ice cream, so we choshesh that the knife became also milchiks. Even though normally you don't become from cold milchiks, now if you touch a fleishike spoon, touch the cold ice cream. You could use it for fleishiks. Of a varitzer knife, so we say the shamnunis agav duchke de sakine. Then if you use the fleishike knife to use like soft cheese or cream cheese, it's a garnish. But if you use the fleishike knife to cut hard ice cream or hard cheese, so now the fleishike knife cannot be used for fleishiks till... So I'll tell you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And the older people in Klal Yisrael remember it yet. You have to stuck it 10 times in the floor. Ne'itza bekarka. As all of you Zaydis, all of them know about it. All of your parents, no one knows about it. You know, you saw someone in Ne'itza bekarka? When I was a kid, I remember some people did it yet. I'm not so old. But today, no one does it. First of all, state in Shulchan Aruch, and if you will open Kimat, every Kitzur Sefer, they will tell you this is what you have to do. If you use the fleishike knife to cut the ice cream in Shavuos, you have to 10 times go and put it on the floor, and you have to change the place, because after the first time, the mud is soft. It's like 10 times into the floor, so we say it rubbed, connected. That's the dialogue. A lot of Haintike Poiskim, Ubereisham, the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosa, they say that in our days, we have kitchens with nice sinks and good soap and good scrubbing thing. Take the knife, you wash it with soap, take a scotch, and you clean it, and it's kosher. I can't pass it against Shulchan Aruch. Before I came down here, I called again the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. I said, I'm going to say Berabim. Tell me the Meshuget Zazogin Berabim, you have to put it in the floor. You saw when someone does it. How you can tell them? I said, say Chavakat Meshulchan Aruch. I'm more. So I'm talking about state in Shulchan Aruch, was state in alle melaknim and alle sforim. But legabi lemaise, the nafkemina is more. I want to explain to you. The nafkemina is lama zogun. You know your mother rinses dishes very good. Nadira will speak about the dira. Taka, I think the knives are taka like the matzah of the time of the Gemara. But you know, in your house, the house is a clean house. You know. Updated house, the things are washed good, and Moshe, if it's washed only in a machine, I call a dishwasher, I'm not so sure if it's enough, because I don't think it scrubs. And there I see Tak a lot of times, you could see the shamnunis left on the knives after the dishwashers. Maybe it's different kinds. But if it's washed good, so long as you have a fleishike knife and you cut ice cream and you know that in your house you clean the knife good, the ice cream must be okay. We'll go weiter. Where it's very negea, you took the moshel, a fleishike knife, einoi ben yoimoi. Einoi ben yoimoi. You have a dira, you want to do potatoes, potato chips. You take a knife, and you cut the potato to get potato chips squares. You got a lot of potato chip squares. Now you're frying these potato chips. Every little potato has shamnunis and flesh on it. Especially if you have a deer knife, yeah? We're going now shulchan aruch dik or deer knife. And you cut, now you have potato chips that have shamnunis and basar. You like to eat potato chips, not the right word, I know, but I don't know how to call it in English. French fries, episode. But that, yeah. Now you like to eat that with cheese, with soft cheese, with cream cheese. You're not allowed to eat it with cream cheese. Again, so even if you came out of the last shiurim, that if you eat double, that something that is eino ben yoimer is not a problem, but if you have this potato that is cut with a knife, a fleshic knife, so we say, can they clip it? It's flesh. Now you have these, how you call it, on the plate, and you want to put cheese on it, you can't eat it with flesh and cheese. So I'm saying again, you could know all of the halachas, if ben yoimer or not ben yoimer. This is the reason a lot of houses have, for the vegetables, pile of knives. From this the minhag came, for pile of knives. What? But. So this is the halacha lemaisa. We paskin, you're asking a shaila, I want to speak about later, what we paskin that you don't become fleishiks from eating these potatoes. You write the primigodim in Hilchus Shvuah says that you become fleishiks and you have to wait 6 hours after you ate these kind of potatoes.
What about the
pot? But we paskin that you don't become fleishiks. Lemaisa, b'derech klal, you're asking legabe the pot. Lemaisa, we make it that the pot doesn't become fleishiks. In this case, why we make it to paskin that the pot doesn't become fleishiks? First, because it's such a little amount. B'derech klal, you have shishim and everything what you cook, and also again, it's not barnat because the pot will be a blier from the potatoes that have a blier from the knife. What? But it's a mashu. So this is the halacha that you have to know again. So machabas klal. We want to have a sikkum that we could go out with luchis basa b'chol of halacha lemaise. So the best thing is alamol to have parav and knives to cut vegetables. If you don't have parav and knives and you use fleishik and knives or milchik and knives, you have to know. If you clean them very good before, yesh al malas moich lemaise. If they're not cleaned, they for sure cannot be eaten with milchiks or fleishiks. Just again, you have to know what is a fleishik knife and a milchik knife. Most milchik knives are not milchik knives. If you use it for a hard pizza, maybe yes. But if not, normally, there's not so much hard milchiks today that we have. Well, we have very hard milchiks. Today, the lasagna is ain't chanami. Cold doesn't make a difference. If you cut a cold piece of hard cheese, the knife is milchiks legabe this halacha. We'll go weiter. Another halacha. Dovor cholif. This is very negeya again. Dovor cholif. Again, we're handling now the knife. This is kimat. All of the shailas that happen in a normal house are regarding this area. Chutz from, you know, what we spoke, milchik dish or milchik spoon. Dovor cholif. Now, Chazal said three halachas that we have to know in dovor cholif. The first halacha, dovor cholif, even if he's cold, he's boilea. Memokim duchke de sakine. Memokim duchke de sakine, he's boilea. Dehainu. I have a clean knife. Forget about a dirty knife. A clean knife. No shamnunis. Heintike knives. Clean knife. And I take a sharp, I take a pickle, most shittas, and I cut it with a fleishik knife, the pickle becomes fleishiks. If I cut an onion with a fleishik knife, doesn't make it now. Not only that it doesn't have to be hot, even though it's cold. Second aloch, it doesn't have to be ben yoimoy. Dovor cholif makes it ki'ilu is ben yoimoy. Not only that, it becomes ki'ilu the tam atzmoy. It's not barnat, it becomes tam atzmoy. I'll explain what is the nafkimina and the third zach. But just to say the klali. Now, I'll tell you first what is davar chorif. Davar chorif is radish, onions, garlic, chrein, herring, pickles, lefimol shittas, lemon, lefimol shittas, for some shittas, even oranges. Now, the first halacha, again, you know again the makoris for klal Yisrael, we will speak about cutting an onion with a fleshik, a knife, so the onion is fleshiks. Now, not only that, I'm a frum person, I have power of a knife. Say, I have a power of a knife, so I took the onion with a power of a knife, and I have to cut it. Now, I don't know where to cut it. Where I will cut it. To hold the onion in the ear and to cut it is not so practical. So what is the option? To put the onion on a plate and to cut it. If I put the onion on a fleshik plate, the onion becomes fleshiks. Even though the knife is parev and the onion is parev. Because when time that you're busy cutting, the plate feels the matzav, and he sends up also koichas, and the onion becomes fleshiks. And it's a big chumra, I'll explain to you why. Because normally when I cut an onion with a knife and it becomes fleshiks, so how much flesh is inside the onion? The most, the size of the knife. I'm cooking a huge pot. I cut some onions. How much flesh could be? The size of a knife. But if I cut it on a fleshik, this is the reason, as the old people, everyone had vegetable boards that were pallet. Today you could have accountants where you put on the side, it could be fleshiks also. So you have to know when you cut the onion, if you want it to be parav, it's not enough that you know the halacha, that you have to have a parav of a knife and a parav of an onion, you have to have a parav of a plate. Now, yeah, we'll see. Now, we'll go weiter. So first we have to know the klolim, then we can go to cheshbonos. So the klolim are, to have the klolim klol, if I cut with a fleshik and knife a onion, it's fleshiks, doesn't make a difference what is the status of the knife, if it's ben yomer or not. Even if the knife is a parav, if the plate is fleshiks, also it becomes fleshiks, the onion. What? How much is beleya? How much is the bliya? It's a machleikis. If kedei netila means 2 centimeters from every side of the cut, or the whole onion, we are choishes that the whole onion becomes fleshiks. If I cut an onion in the middle with a fleshik and knife, all of this onion is fleshiks. Same thing with the plate. The whole onion becomes fleshiks. We choishes lechumre that it's also 2 centimeters. If you will chap, if you have a huge onion and you cut it with a knife. So if the whole onion has to become fleshiks, yes, shishim can make the knife and it'll be kosher. We say, no, maybe it only went for 2 centimeters and then it's not bottle beroyf. So lechumre we choishes. So this is kedai ala mol to ask. I don't want to go back and forth on it, but it's kedai mol to ask a rov, could be nafkiminas. Now, so it could be a very posh to shayla. There's nagi a lot of times lemaisa. A bocher takes an onion. How you could eat bocher that eat treif? A bocher could eat treif without nothing. He doesn't have to eat out to eat treif. He takes an onion. He takes a fleshik knife and he cuts it on a milchik plate. The onion is treif mamish. Treif, not maybe a chumre. This is treif. This is treif. The Hainut could have an heavy accountant. You take a knife from the yeshiva, it doesn't make a difference from where, you put it on the shayish, you cut it, your shayish is milchiks, your knife is fleshiks, the onion is treif. Posh the treif. So again, to be nitzel from there, to remember every time, what I'm cutting on, and the knife, at least to be the same kind, and better to have parav. Now, as a big shaila, again, I know it's a bit harder, but I just wanted to say the halacha says we'll have it mesuda. Again, this maybe it's nogea also in Diris, I don't know. You took a fleishik, a knife, and you cut an angin. Yeah? And a fleishik, a plate. Finish. And a fleishik, a plate, a fleishik, a... Marshal, in my mishpoche, my wife, everything is fleishik. She doesn't want to have shilas. Everything is fleishik. Milchik, she used plastic. Fartik. My wife doesn't want to have shilas. So someone has a fleishik, a knife, he cut this angin, and a fleishik, a plate, he has an eilik, a fleishik, a angin. He put it in the blender. He blended, finished. He's making a kugel, potatoes with onions. He first put the onions inside. It's blend together. Now be'etzem, it's ki'ilu. The onion becomes mamish, neisen tam atzmo. It's not nat bar nat. We look in the vachol, if ki'ilu, it's mamish flesh. So the blender really had to be fleshiks. What does the nefkei mean if the blender is fleshiks? That if tomorrow... You came a week after it, and I will explain. We'll go slowly. A person made a kugel for Shabbos. So he used a fleishik knife to cut his onion, and he made a potato kugel. This potato kugel is fleishiks. You're not allowed to eat them with cream cheese. So this he knows. He heard a shiur. He knows that. Next week, he wants to do a different kugel in the blender. So he puts onions with potatoes in the blender. These onions are sharp. No, now he knows he's doing it for Shavuos. So he's doing it with a paraffin knife. But he puts the onions inside the blender. This blender already was boiling half flesh. The onion takes the Einu bin Yomim from the flesh in the blender, and now the new onions will become fleshiks again. So lekatchila the Welt is machmir of them. Some Rabbani want to be mekil. If it happens, it happens kimat to everyone. Now a lot of people, even after they learn the first time the halacha, so they chap now that the blender is fleishiks. They have a blender in the dira, it's fleishiks. A lot of times it's straight. One time the onions were fleishiks, one time the onions were milchiks. The same blender, every 2 different days. Could be the blender is straight. This you have to ask. Like atchil, it's a big problem. If it happens shasat chak, you have to go to Rabbonim to find different tzirufim to be make a little bit. Now, comes lemaisa a lot of times. A person cut an onion with a milchika knife. Happens this shayla bedarach klal I get Friday afternoon. Bocher goes up. We did chant, and we realized that the onion and the chant was cut with a milchika knife. A chant is mutar for Shabbos or not? This is a normal common shayla. I cut. Again, first he asked him, what means a milchika knife? What means a milchika knife? If he said that he used it for hat, he said it says milchiks. We're not speaking now of the duchke de sakine. Forget about the duchke de sakine. He's clean. He doesn't have a problem with duchke de sakine. But it's a milchika knife. He cut a davar cholif. So you have to ask him, maybe this knife was only used for cream cheese called tzigonish. It's only a clip in its bottom. But if he tells you, I have a milchika knife, we cut lasagnas, we cut davar gush, we have a milchika knife. And we cut the angin, and now it's inside the chant. So l'chura, after you hear the shiur, you'll say that it's straight. No. You tell him 1 second. How big was the knife? The size of the finger. You have in the chant 60 times, can I get the knife? He tells you, no, I have a small chant. You tell him, okay. Abaval, we said some shita so that not the whole onion becomes fleshiks. Only kedei netile. So b'shas atchak that it's already cooked inside a milchi kedish, we will measure how much is kedei netile in this onion, b'shala how much slices he cut it to. And then kubi will be kasher. So again, be'etzem it's a shayle, I'm just again, ma'ayel, that again, amol is kedei to ask a rov, could be we'll find the kula that even that this onion has a halacha, if a milchi ke onion, of a kubi you can kasher the chant.
Cut the onion
in
various small pieces.
So, I don't want to go into... I'll tell you the truth. Bismol is so what? It's one knife. It's one shita in shach. It's a shvera shach. But pashtas, it's one knife. How much flesh could be in this knife? Back and forth to cut the onion from all different sides is only one knife. And how much is the size of a knife? So normally a knife is 3 inch and the size of 2 millimeters. And every part, you could put hundreds of them. So Me'ikar Adin, it's not so, it's pashtus, again, we can make it. I don't want to be rabbin to paskin. But I'm saying, a lot of times, when a Zam Maisa is done, don't throw away the Chod Miyad, it's Kedai to ask a Shail. Now, if you ate an onion that was caught with a fleishik knife, you're allowed to eat milchiks after it or not? You ate a potato kugel that has onions inside that were caught with a fleishik knife. You want to know, we know we keep 6 hours after flesh, or three, or one, fleishik. The halacha is you don't have to keep. And even that it has the taste, but it doesn't have both reasons that the taste goes off and it's stuck in between the teeth. Because you could see it. But what would it be if you ate fleishiks and now they're serving you a pickle that was cut with a milchik knife? A lot of places can hold you're not allowed to eat this pickle because it's like you're eating milchiks after fleishiks. God, Rabbi Yashiv in the Shmir Shabbos, I'm making it. But I'm saying a lot of poskim are machmir that if you ate fleishiks and they're serving you a pickle that was cut with a fleishik knife or a potato kugel that has onions inside that were cut milchiks, then I want to explain the difference. This taste doesn't make me fleishiks, even though it's fleish, but it doesn't make me fleishiks. But the other way around, if I'm fleishik already, while this is called milchiks, so the mele, I'm not allowed to eat it, lemaisa we make it. Now, what happens a lot of times regarding these halachas, that you go to a hotel, or you go on the plane, and they serve you a cup of tea, and they like to put like a piece of lemon on top. This lemon is davar chorif, that was cut with a treifadika knife. Treifadika knife. To eat the lemon, you're not allowed. No shaila about it. Ah, you see some people eating, they don't know. You're not allowed. Loimi boye, again, for sure, we have to know if they really have a treifadika knife. Because first you have to know if they use it really for hot treif. Or if they have shamnunis on it, if there's a clean restaurant. Lemaisa, we're not making on it. To eat the lemon, you're for sure not allowed to. And you have to miyad take it out from the cup of tea. The shaila is, well, ask the frum person, but a couple drops on the lemon went into the cup. So what do you say? It's batal b'shishim. But l'chura, it's coming to give a tam. Double that it comes to give a tam is not batal b'shishim. Yeah, but this is not a problem. Because you don't, the tam is not the tam of the flesh. The tray. The tam is the tam of the lemon. So again, to the eight says, you have to take it out and you're allowed to drink the tea. Now, as a chumre, this is totally a minhagim. I know a lot of people are machmir on it. Some people are makel on it. When you make fish, not to cut the onions of the fish with the fleishik knife. While we machmir not to eat fish with flesh together. So a lot of people are machmir. It's two minhagim. I'll explain the two tzadarim. The tzad that it's also, it's very poshut. I was in a shul in a rav, it's again, I got to drosha. How he made the shavuos 2 years ago, half of the shul had to throw away the fish because he made a cheshv. Everyone cut them with flesh and knife the onions. They're like nice salmons with a lot of pieces of onions. He said flesh with fish, chamira sakanta miyisura. We paskin chamira sakanta miyisura is only if you really eat it together. Flesh with milk, with fish. This time al pi aloha si haste also, but the maisa is not a sakon. Not a sakon. Zog alamol, I'll say it over again. Alamol, everyone asks a kasha, what are you telling me to eat? Meat with fish is dangerous. Go to all the goyish restaurants. You see they're eating fish with meat. No one dies. No one gets tzoras. Said you get tzoras. Dovaracha. Ano zog in the hand is getting a machlech, weiss nicht. Aber pasha said chazal tzoras. No one gets tzoras. But it's not a kasha. Like you say, Lama Zogin, if you will eat straw, you become sick. A lot of straw, breakfast straw, lunch straw. Why would a cow eat straw and doesn't become sick? Chvashteinisht. What is the difference? Terence says, there's a difference. A yid that eats flesh, a frying person is like a cow. Also doesn't disturb him so much. Don't bring me rice. We bnei teref, we will eat. We will take it become. It's dangerous for us. Chamira sakata misur. Ah, you see by them it's not dangerous? Now, let me get invited. There's another shaila. Again, I want regarding the Bukhari. You have to know the Bukhari is one of the hardest halachas in Basar B'Chalach. Abbas Nishna, again, if you don't know that the Bukhari is different, it doesn't help to know all of the halachas. Now, Dabar Chorif, I'm saying again, the Iker Apsak, I'm not going to the Machmirim. I have a box of Chorein. So, if I take it out with a spoon, I don't have a problem. Because it's no Duchke de Sakine. If I will leave the spoon inside 10 minutes, we already said Kavush. But I could, like a thriller, not to do it, but I could take it really out. What happened? You came to the house, they took out the Chorein with a Fleishike spoon. Now you want to eat it with milk? Or they took it out of the milk spoon? Of a fish, the same thing. The maestro Nogel, a lot of times, you come to a place, they have a mustard. As a, so the first person took it out of the flesh spoon. Then the other person took it out of the milk spoon. Now again you want to take out of the flesh. Maybe it's strafe. Was it flesh spoon? There was a milk spoon. The Torah says there's no duchke de sakine. But Dabar Chorif has a problem. I'll tell you where is the Echetimtz. If Lama Zogin, you fry onions in a frying pot. Again. You know you have a dish that has not been yoimer. We know if it's not been yoimer, we don't have a problem. Lekatchila we don't do it, but the evidence is okay. Lekatchila we don't do it. So I had a dish, ain't been yoimer. So normally I know ain't been yoimer is not a shaila. But this person put a lot of onions inside, and he started to fry them. So what happens is, in the beginning, when it starts to get warm, it's Dabar Chorif. After a couple of minutes, it's always Dabar Chorif. But in the beginning, it's Dabar Chorif, so it sucks from the pot, the flesh, and becomes fleshics. So these onions have a halacha of flesh. And if you will stir this onion with a milchike spoon, even though it's not been yomei, the onions are treif. So I'm over prison tells you, oh, we had a mistake, we had a rag mat full with onions, and we stirred it with a milchike spoon. And this is not been yoimer, this is not been yoimer. So you think, oh, givaldik. Aber valitz dover chorif, these onions are treif. Now, if it's deep oil, so then could be it gets warm before it manages to suck from the bottom, and then it doesn't have a aloch of dover chorif. You can have a normal shiloh, we'll see that happens a lot. A bacher takes onions, he cuts them with a fleshik knife, and he puts them in a milchike frank pot, on a mistake. Dainu, he has a milchike frank pot, he's planning to do lasagna, he wants to put like onions to make them brown a little bit, he cut the mistake in a fleshik knife, and he put it in a milchike frank pot. So the onions are fleshiks. So if he puts after the lasagna, straight. Could be a bottle of shishim. We'll have to know how much flesh is inside the onions. Again, about the vial, the onions are fleshiks. If the pot is milchiks, so the pot swallows from these onions, the pot becomes straight. Not only that. To make it clear again, I took fleshik onions that were cut with a fleshik knife, and I put it in a milchik pot, and I warmed them up. Even though the pot is ainu ben yoimai, valis davachorif, the pot goes into the onions are treif. So you can have treif in the onions. And the pot is treif, and everything is treif. Again, you have to know if it was oil, if yesh levatel. Let me gain nochazach. A salt shaker, the Shulchan Aruch state, you're not allowed to have an open salt shaker. Moshe and Shabbos, some people have like a nice salt shaker that you dip the challah in. You're not allowed to have the same one for fleshiks and milchiks. If you have a closed one that you shake, mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to have the same one. Lamaisa, the meaning of the klal yisrael is not to have the same one. And this is the reason, Be'etzem, Mi'ikar Adin, you're allowed to have two ketchup. You're allowed to have the same ketchup for Fleishit and Milchiks. Mi'ikar Adin, you're allowed to have. Aber Lema'is, the Klal Yisrael Amach, Mi'unat Ehe. Now, there's another noise that we didn't speak about. But this noise is very important, again, if you want to know the Alochas of Basar B'Cholov, maybe Fakert a little bit to be maker. We have a halacha of kli rishon, and we have a halacha of kli sheni, and we have a halacha of kli shlishi, kli revi, kli chamishi. And Hilchos Shabbos, we have all different halachas. And Basar B'Cholov, the halachas are a little bit different. Kli rishon mevashel. You know, midoraisa it's mevashel, midoraisa it's poilet. Over yatzei ledes is 40, 45 Celsius degrees. It's considered Yatzei Ledes. It's considered Yatzei Ledes. It's Yatzei Ledes. So this is Poshet. If I had a Fleishi Kepat, and I put inside Ben Yoyma, and I put inside Lokshin, and I warm it up over 45 degrees, Fleishiks, I put milk inside, Treif. If it's Eina Ben Yoyma, it's okay. Kli Sheini. The halacha is, even if it's Yad Seledes, is Einei Mevashel. Aber, Nechleku Apoiskim, if in a Kli Sheini, is Blias. The halacha is like this. If it's the Chshash is only the Rabbonon, the Einu Legabi chicken, even Behefset Kail, you make it. If it's Negeh to the Eraisa, we only make it and a hefset godl. I'll give you the echetim so you understand exactly what I mean. To make this halacha klal. You're sitting in your dira, you learn all of the halachas. You boiled water in a kettle, it's kli rishon. You poured from the kettle into the cup. This is a kli sheni. It was iru mikli rishon, now it's a kli sheni. You have a kli sheni. Now you have milk in the kli sheni. So you have this water with milk in the kli sheni. You took a fleishik spoon and you mixed the coffee. So till this second, what we said now, you may have say, the spoon has not been yoymai, it's no problem. Everything is okay. The coffee is okay. If the spoon has been yoymai, I have a problem with the coffee. This was the normal zach that you know. And then the last shiurim also, and the spoon anyway, I have to kasher. Right? Because you write that it's ain't ben yoyme, but it's swallowed from the milk, now I have to kasher it. The few what we said now, be'etzem, even if the spoon has ben yoyme, you don't have to, the coffee is okay, it's kli sheni. Kli sheni cannot suck out from the spoon. The mokim have said we make it. So the coffee is okay. The spoon, you have to kasher, because it's double kal, it's easy to kasher him. The coffee is a hefset. Now, kli sheni, that is not yatzer ledes, that most cups of coffee, after a couple minutes, they're already not yatzer ledes. Especially after you pour the milk inside. So then, it's bichlal harashayla even. Again, not to miyad to be making, or miyad to know when you have the shayla, 1 second. It didn't happen in kli rishon. It happened in a cup of coffee that is a kli sheni, could be it's not even hot. So then even though I knew that it's a problem, again it becomes mutter. It's hard to know. When you have guests, it's more hefset. Now, the halacha is like this. Iro mikli rishon, we choishesh. If you pour from kli rishon, the lama zogin you have in your house, you make coffee in a kli rishon, you pour it to a kli sheni. But what would be if iro mikli sheni? I explained to you about this, negeh kimat in every dira. But iro mikli sheni, I have the cup of coffee, it's hot. It's hot. It's yatzei ledes. I poured from that cup on something else. other kli shlishi kli revi, as a machlekes apoiskim, the minhag ha'olam is to make il v'amachmir tovoy ala bracha. Again, to make it easy, practical halacha lemaise, I'll tell you deicha timtze. You drank a cup of coffee, yatzu lettuce. You like to drink coffee, yatzu lettuce. Rabbi is not nichves. You like to drink coffee, yatzu lettuce. When you finish to drink the coffee, yatzu lettuce, your minig is you take your cup and you throw it into the sink. This is your minig. Now, in the meantime, you have a friend that left a fleishik spoon in the sink. The cups comes, zhup, it pours on the spoon. Oh, you look into the sink, oh, a fleshik spoon. What we're doing now? Iro mikli sheini. Iro mikli sheini yatsi ledes. So again, it's different. Minig lehokel, lekatchila to be machmir. You have to know how it happened. Sometimes it's directly, a spritz directly. Now I know the cup comes and it mama zooms on the spoon. It's a bigger problem. Sometimes the water, the coffee will fall on the sink and will travel to the spoon. So then it's even lighter. So you have to know. I'm saying, we're not using the coolest. I mean, but again, to know, this is Iruk Lisheni. But sometimes it's not Iruk Lisheni. Sometimes, Lamazogin, you have a pot, you cook milk inside, and you took the pot and you poured it into the sink. This is Iruk Lirisha. This is Iruk Lirisha. Now, is aloche klisheini bedover chorif is like klirisha. Lu Yitzuya, you have a very sharp cup of coffee, belu Yitzuya, so even though it's klisheini, the tziruf of davar chorif and yad sheini and klisheini are mevasha. Now, there's another halacha that is very nageya, even though we said now a big kule for klisheini, this is in coffee and liquid. What happens in davar gush? We know it from Shabbos, but we'll take it to Basel B'chol of its leichter. You have a piece of chicken, a polka. This was cooked in a pot. Klirishin, it's fleishiks. You took out the polka and you put it in a dish. Now it's a klisheini. Now, one of the normal case, in a mistake you took a knife, and this happens be'etzim in every shaila. Most people in the table don't eat in klirishin. They eat in klisheini, they eat in klishlishi, right? And then in the middle of the meal you realize that your knife is milchiks. You're eating the milchik and knife. You should be not with a hole, without a hole. You realize in the middle of cutting the chicken, oh, it's a milchik and knife. Basa b'chol of the kashayla. What is the basa b'chol of the kashayla exactly? So say, oh, in the deer is basa b'chol of the kashayla, food that is taken from the deer. Till it gets to the deer, it's a kli chamishi, yeah? Now you used it with both dishes. You have a fork and a knife, milchik, and you ate a fleshik, a chicken, in your room. So, and it was hot. If you warm it up again, it's a different shiloh. We have to see. In the microwave, also you have to know that when you take it out of the microwave, what is the agdor? So here's the machlekes apoiskim. Some people say, like in Hilchos Shabbos, we know davar gush stays kli rishon, because the whole heter of klisheini is, because we say the tfanis are metzananis. The tfanis of the klisheini cool down the food. But mainly here we don't have that svara. Tfanis metzananis. Here we don't have the svara of tfanis metzananis. And some people are machmir. The maise de roi is, that if you cut it with a knife, we are machmir. Because we say, duchke de sakine betziruf. So then if you take a milchike knife and you cut it, we are machmir in davar gush. Because we say it's a duchke de sakine. But if you ate it with a spoon, lemoshel, then we down like it's a klisheini. We make it. Like in a klisheini. Now, there's one more halacha Before we speak a little bit practical, Shailas, that again, I mamish want to say b'ktzora, that it will be a double shalom, the shiurim on Basar B'cholov, is aloche tatoe gova. Tatoe gova. What I always say, the musik, a person has a fleishi kaddish, clean, and he cold fleishi kaddish, and he pours boiling milk into it. We say tatoe gova, and not all of the milk becomes straight. The bottom one is cold. The bottom is cold. So the cold wins the hot, and we say that it gets cold before the hot makes him hot. Only kadei klipe, it's belea kadei klipe. Fakert, lo till the pot is hot, and cold comes in, we say the whole milk becomes straight. Then you have a fleishike hot pot, clean, benyoymoy, and milk comes in, the whole milk is treif. If the pot is cold, and the milk comes in, only a part will be maybe treif, the ganze zach will not be treif. It's a bazundere shmuz bifnei atzmoy. I'm not speaking about it, I'm just bringing up to know that a mol, when one pours into the other, is another shaylev, tatoe ve'iloe, that could make nafkeminis. Now, as another halacha, we have to know the Chochmas Sodom, and this is the Minig Lemais and Klal Yisrael. We don't kasher from Fleishiks to Milchiks and from Milchiks to Fleishiks. Now, Be'etzim is no reason to be halacha for this halacha. But Kach Kiblu Alayu. Now, we don't take a Fleishik a dish and we make him Milchiks. We don't take a Milchik a dish and we make him Fleishiks. Why? We don't want there to be shyless things will be mixing back and forth. This is the Minig. But but that's the halacha. Now you can move from one to the other, but you could do from fleishiks to parev, from milchiks to parev, or if it became treif, then you could kasher and bring it back. What? Microwave is a bazundu shayla. It's a suffix, so you could kasher. It's a suffix, you could kasher. I was once in a very choshev place, and people tiny about the Ashgocha there, not a hotel, and the place. And one of the stories that they were complaining was that he was in the dining room, and he heard one of the workers, the Arabs there, he came over with a big dish, and he asked the manager, what is this? So one worker said, fleishiks. The other worker said, milchiks. So the manager said, you know what, put on it parev. For today it will be parev. So, when you have a shayla, then you could kasher to what you want. But when you don't know what it is, or you know, we don't kasher le katchile from one to the other.